You mentioned the prior adjuvant taxanes, and that was something new that you presented in San Antonio, which was very interesting. Can you talk about that?
Well, we had allowed in the design of E2100 for patients who had received a taxane-containing adjuvant regimen to enroll as long as their disease-free interval was at least 12 months. And we did that for pragmatic reasons, that the taxanes were being used more frequently in the adjuvant setting, and we thought it would be reasonable to consider retreating those patients if their disease-free interval was not particularly short or was at least a year. About 18% of our patients actually had had a taxane-containing regimen. Their hazard ratio was 0.38, was actually the best hazard ratio of all of the clinically-based subsets that we evaluated. So for those patients, that translated into an improvement, not from 6 to 11 months, but from 4 to just over 12 months in their median progression-free survival.